This is Taste and See, partaking in all that God has for us and sharing fantastic recipes. I'm Angie. We often seek God for comfort, a place of safety and security, a stronghold in which to weather life storms while we shelter in place. It is a great time to examine ourselves. How is our faith? What are our motivations? What things do we need to stop doing or thinking? Remember, you can always count on God. He is reliable and will bless you in all situations. When you follow Him, recognizing this fact leads to an inner peace, an everlasting joy that surpasses any obstacle that you may be facing. The name of this show comes from Psalms 34:8, which states, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." We know how to taste yummy food, but how do we symbolically taste all the blessings that the Lord has bestowed on us? You can't taste what you don't consume, just like you can't taste the sweetness of ice cream unless you put some in your mouth. You can't taste spiritual food, the Bible, unless you read it or consume it. In the same way that edible food gives us energy to accomplish every day, tasks reading the Bible gives us the energy and faith to accomplish spiritual tasks, one of which is sharing with others what you have tasted in your walk with God. Our walk with God is multi-course meal with so many blessings to taste. The more we eat, the stronger we get, and the more we need to eat to continue to grow. Some of the blessings that come to the top of my mind include the renewing of your mind and faith enough to believe and receive. Despite our tendency to backslide or back away from the table now and again, God promises an abundance of spiritual food. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His love and your spiritual nourishment is always available. You never run out. It's up to you to feed yourself. The table is set. All you have to do is eat." Now remember this, just like babies eat less than adults, we must not overwhelm new Christians by force feeding them complex food. They require milk. Feed them milk. You don't give a baby a steak. Make sure that you understand everyone is unique in their walk with God. Just like you have the freedom to choose what you eat, so does everyone else. Don't admonish the new believer for not reading a chapter or scripture every day. They more than likely need to be fed in smaller bites. Taste and see the abundant spiritual nourishment that God has given us. He is faithful in His provisions. Seek the truth, seek Jesus, and you will find Him. Now let's pray. Jesus, we want to taste and see all the blessings you have given us. We want the spiritual food that we eat to transform us. As we eat the bread, we pray for the opportunity to share the bread with others. You are our source and our Father. May we find hope and encouragement in you. Thank you for your faithfulness and all of the blessings you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we move on. The recipe of the week is for blueberry lemon oat waffles. Preheat a waffle iron and spray with cooking spray. Use a blender to combine 1 cup of rolled oats, 1 banana, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and a pinch of sea salt. Add 3/4 cups of water and gently add 1/2 cup of whole blueberries, a little at a time, or as much as you prefer. Pour 1/4 cup of batter into the waffle iron. Cook for 5 to 8 minutes, or until the waffles do not stick or pull apart. This recipe makes 4 to 6 waffles and is best when served with hot syrup and mashed blueberries. Tune in next week for more words of encouragement on how we can taste of God's goodness and for more recipes that will create dishes that will be sure to get the family around the table in a hurry. If you didn't quite catch that recipe, you can view it on the Gold Country Radio Facebook page. Until next week, thanks for listening to Taste and See with me, Angie. It has been absolutely delectable.